$40 or $50 million per school. Who knows? Meanwhile, I think Oregon State's going to go into the New World Pac-12. Like, if you're Scott Barnes, the AD at Oregon State, you have to look over at Boise State and Washington State and Colorado State and San Diego State and the others, and you have to say, we're going to outspend them. We're going to be the bully in this conference, and we're going to try to, you know, outspend everybody and outplay everybody and outclass everybody, and our facilities are going to be better. We're going to be better in basketball. We're going to be better in football. We're going to be better because we invest. That has to be the mentality. You cannot go into the conference with that little engine that could mentality that infected Oregon State for all those years in the Pac-12.
That's why it's not going to make sense to play Oregon in the future, I think.
And I think they'll do it for the foreseeable, like, couple of years here. And the game benefits both sides. I mean, I do see the benefit of Oregon playing that game because Oregon doesn't have to get on a plane. If they're going to go play a road game and they're going to get a rivalry game at home every other year, that's the rival. That's the game to take. And if you're Oregon State, you want that game because every other year you've got Oregon on your home schedule. That's a big sell for you. I don't know. We shall see. All right. Big card show in the state of Oregon in the Portland area going on over the weekend. We'll talk about it next.
Hey, John Canzano here. That recent cold snap, man, was it cold. But I can tell you this, it was comfortable and warm in our home. And that's something I probably take for granted because of the experts at First Call Heating and Cooling. They are the best. We installed a heating system with First Call Heating and Cooling. We get it serviced every year. Why? Because when we need it most, we want it functioning and we want it to last. Go to firstcallheat.com on the web. That's firstcallheat.com. First Call Heating and Cooling. CCB number 238967.
For over 45 years, Pacific Office Automation has been solving problems for business owners. However, the needs of our customers and potential customers have changed dramatically over the years, so we've changed too. If you run a business and want to find out how Pacific Office Automation can help improve your business processes and costs, call us today to request a free workflow audit. Whether it's managed print services, IT services, or data security, we're here to help. PacificOffice.com. Problem solved.
.50 The Game is your exclusive home of the NCAA tournament from Westwood One.
Bounce in. Up top Garcia for three. Got it!
All Day Madness begins with the first round, Thursday, March 20th on 7:50 The Game.
The madness is real!
And streaming for free on
7:50TheGame.com.
I've always been a super athletic guy, but after I turned 40, I noticed I was slowing down. Instead of hitting the gym after work, I spent my evenings on the couch with a bag of chips. I was gaining weight, losing muscle, and when I did try to work out, I ran out of energy right away. One of my buddies suggested I book a free testosterone check at Revive Health, and that's when I learned that low T doesn't just impact how guys perform in the bedroom. I worked with a provider to create my custom treatment plan, and today I'm feeling stronger than ever. Last week, I even set a new PR at the gym. My only regret is not reaching out sooner.
If you're ready to book your free T-check, visit RevivedMensHealth.com or call 503-944-1111. And for a limited time, qualified patients can get a free month of compounded semaglutide, a powerful proven weight loss medication. Again, that's 503-944-1111. Terms and conditions apply. Must medically qualify.
Hey, Portland. This is Patrick. For 40 years, Roof Life of Oregon has been in the practice of roof maintenance and replacement of your roof. We also find and fix leaks and do real estate roof certifications. Just ask for Roof Life of Oregon.
Think about your friends. Who's the one you know who will tell the truth, who knows exactly what you'll love and what you won't? Well, that's your designer friend at Lazy Boy. They create your dream room for free because friends don't charge you.
Lazy Boy. Oh boy, now it means so much more.
Let's talk about your hair. If you're losing it and desire to have it back, then Advanced Hair Restoration has the easiest, guaranteed solution. Their simple one-day treatment offers life-changing results. I've seen it with my own eyes. Guys, it's not magic, but close to it. They put hair where you need it most, and bam, it grows. It's actually science. Advanced Hair has it all. Top-rated physicians, modern technology, and best of all, you get your very own natural hair that begins regrowing the very next day. Advanced Hair even guarantees it to grow for life. So schedule your free consultation now, 503-832-HAIR. If you qualify, you'll get $250 off and 250 free hair grafts. Advanced Hair has changed tens of thousands of lives, and they are the team that I personally recommend. So don't wait. Check out the before and afters online for yourself, 503-832-HAIR or advancedhair.com.
You've got the home of the truth. Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
I am a sports card collector. We've covered this. You know, as a kid, I collected baseball cards. I literally was that kid that would ride my bicycle down to the baseball card shop, and I would buy a pack of 1985 Tops or 1986 Donruss, and I was looking for whatever the rookie card, you know, even a 1983 Darryl Strawberry, 84 Darryl Strawberry. I was looking for those cards, Dwight Gooden, rookie. That was my era. I should have been buying vintage cards, as it turns out. I should have just been putting all my money into anything that I could find that was, you know, pre-1960. I probably would have been much better off, but still, it was part of my childhood. Here to talk about his childhood and how it has become his adult thing, Tate is joining us here. Tate Hoodenpyle from Hoodies Sports Cards in Beaverton. I was in there recently, Tate, and I brought my...
I know, that's what Austin said.
I brought my 10-year-old in there, and I'm trying to get her hooked. So hopefully this is working. But Tate, let's talk about, you know, what's going on. First of all, Oregon Convention Center coming up Saturday and Sunday, front row card show going on, cards, comics, and collectibles, Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Oregon Convention Center. But what is this? Help us understand what's going on.
Yeah, so these are, it's exciting. So this is kind of like what I was telling you about. This is one of the first, this is one of the first major shows in the Portland area. I'd say it is the first major show in probably about a decade. It's been a long time since we have had a show this size. At the convention center especially. A lot of space and everything. So what this is Front Row Card Shows, a company that, you know, has shows throughout the entire country. And so, you know, we sponsor, you know, some of the shows here locally, also throughout the country. But it's really just a mecca for, you know, sports fans. But beyond the sports stuff, there's TCG. So there's going to be, you know, Pokemon cards, there's going to be comics, all other kinds of collectibles. So, you know, sports will have a big, you know, a bunch of people there, a bunch of dealers doing sports cards. But beyond that, there's a lot of Pokemon. And Pokemon is very, very hot right now. So there'll be a lot of people that are going crazy for that.
Yeah, my kids are into that. I'm trying to steer them more into the sports cards. But that is a big part of the industry. Like when I walk into any store, including your store, I do see that, you know, that Pokemon thing has kind of taken on a life of its own. What?
It has.
Let's go back to, like, you know, we'll talk more about the show, but let's go back to your childhood. What got you hooked? What got you into this?
Man, I was, you know, when I was 7 years old, I remember everything very vividly. You know, I stand up and I can't remember why I'm in a room, but I can remember going back right 20 years to why about cards. But in 2001, I got started. I got a set, and that year it was Ichiro's rookie year. So being a Northwest kid, you know, that was all the craze at the time. And so I got a set of 2001 Tops that had, it was a gold factory set, bright gold, and I got that for Christmas. And it was, you know, you had Ichiro's rookie card in there, and that's what got me hooked. And then I kind of discovered slowly that they were starting to put jersey cards in packs, and so that was little pieces of game-used jersey or bat, you know, in baseball that you could get. And that really, really appealed to me. I love that idea of it. And really, since then, I haven't stopped collecting. Well, and obviously, I still do collect, but also it's my career now. But, you know, I had a baseball card in my pocket every day at school. And it's just ever since then, I've had just a major passion for it.
The prize of your collection, is it still the Ichiro rookie, or have you moved on from that?
I've moved on. Yeah, for sure. I collect Griffey. So I got, okay, you know, a lot. What I really focus on is Griffey autographs. And like the rare Griffey autos from the 90s, and then some of the inserts and parallels that are short printed and hard to find. So probably the most expensive card in my collection would be like the Credential Now Griffey, which is short printed of 10. So there's only 10 of those in existence, and they're super desirable. Just that insert set, very desirable. But really some of my late 90s autographs of Griffey that are numbered to 24 are my favorites.
I have to think if someone walks through the door of your shop, like, you can make some guesses about what they would be into, but I bet you're surprised sometimes that, you know, somebody comes through the door and they're into WNBA. Somebody comes through the door and they're into Cabbage Patch cards or Garbage Pail Kids, you know. And somebody else comes through the door and they're looking for, you know, vintage baseball. Like, you know, give us the range when people walk into hoodies.
One of the most interesting things that's happened this year, and with, you know, Caitlin Clark being, you know, as popular as she is, and then Wembanyama from 23-24 was huge for the NBA. But if you look at the Prism's a set they put out every year, Panini does, that is one of the better sets produced every year. But this year, the Prism WNBA was nearly twice the price of the NBA. So it's completely shifted, where we have so many collectors that are kind of, you know, going into the hype of Caitlin Clark and everything and chasing her cards. And the market, the secondary market especially, and the retail, you know, being that the box prices are so much more expensive, the WNBA has almost taken over the NBA market in a way because of her. So people are shifting from, you know, being basketball collectors of the NBA to, you know, starting up with some of the WNBA stuff because of her, which has been really interesting to watch.
Let's say I walk in and my 10-year-old daughter's buying a pack of those WNBA, you know, Panini cards. What are we looking for? Is it just a Caitlin Clark, or are there other cards in there? Autographs? What are the kids chasing?
It's Caitlin Clark. I mean, that's the, you know, the main thing. She's the main appeal. Angel Reese is also up there as well. But, you know, Caitlin Clark cards are at least double the next person that's in the set. And she has an exclusive with Panini. So she only signs autographs in Panini product. So naturally it makes it harder to get the her autographs, and it's more desirable. But, you know, a pack of that Prism this year is between $90 and $100 just for one
pack.
That's
so wild to me. I was paying a quarter or 50 cents, Tate. Like, that's
exactly
that's what I had in my pocket back in the day, but now $90.
I know, I'm with you.
Yeah, $90 for a pack of cards. How many cards are you getting in there?
12 cards per pack on those.
Yeah.
And you get, you know, a Caitlin Clark basic autograph, not serial numbered, you know, just the common autograph, which is two autographs per box. But those are right around $1,000 just for a basic autograph. And then the parallels can go crazy from there.
All right, so the card show, Front Row Card Show, coming to Portland this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Oregon Convention Center. You can go to frontrowcardshow.com if you want details. 260 tables. People are buying. They're selling. There's a card grader on site, SGC. They're going to be on site. There's a lot of giveaways. What will hoodies have? You know, again, we're talking to Tate Hoodenpyle of Hoodies Sports Cards. I've been in your shop. You know, I think it was just there a week ago. But give me an idea. Are you guys going to be there, and what presents?
Oh, of course we're going to be there. Yeah, we're sponsoring the show. We're going to have three tables. We're going to have a really large presence. You know, we'll have flyers there to, you know, so people can get directions to our show, our shop that are from out of town. So, yeah, we're going to be there. We're going to be buying a lot of stuff. You know, people can come up to our booth and, you know, drop some cards off with us and have us make an offer on them. They can consign. We do a lot of consignment. You know, we have one of the largest presents on eBay, so we do a lot of consignment. Do them come drop stuff off for consignment. And then we'll be buying, but we'll also have a lot of really, really nice singles, a good variety of, you know, under $100 singles, but then also some stuff that's in excess of $10,000. We're talking Kobe Bryant autographs, Jordan autographs, Griffey autographs, LeBron autographs. We'll have a good array of stuff.
Friend of mine, Casey, is collecting Travis Pezzana cards. I've got other friends that collect Justin Herbert, and I've got other friends yet who just say they're trying to compile sets. Do you find that collectors who walk through the door are more, are they chasing a certain player, a certain team?
Yeah, oh, for sure. It's it depends who you are. You know, when you're opening packs, you're chasing the hit. That's usually the case. Maybe if you're like a Topps collector, you'll look for Series 1, Series 2, then the update series, and do a couple of boxes of those and try to build a set. But the overwhelming majority of people, and that's why we see a shift to the WNBA, they're buying a box, you know, for the $1,000 and hoping to get the $10,000 card. So that's what a lot of people that, you know, do the collect, not the, more of the ripping part of it, so opening packs, that's what they're looking for. But we have a bunch of people that come in and they, you know, collect certain eras. So maybe they love 90s basketball. So they come in and they look at our, you know, our shelves or our cases every week to see if we've, you know, restocked on Jordan or Kobe cards, things like that. And so the singles side of the company has really picked up lately. People are starting to, maybe they get into it opening packs and then realize, you know, it's not for them. They just want to collect. And so they'll come in looking for that. And then the third category, you know, after ripping and then buying singles would be people that are doing sets. And, and that's usually more vintage. So people that are looking for 50s and 60s and now 70s, you know, Tops, baseball, football, basketball sets they're trying to complete.
One of the things that appeals to me about a show like this, and I'm going to go on Sunday, and I know friends that are going on Saturday. I think Steven here is going on Saturday. I'm going Sunday, but one of the things that appeals to me is, like, I don't often get to see a lot of vintage cards in one place. And I grew up in the Bay Area, and in San Francisco and in San Jose, they had big shows. And they had these big regional shows, and it was like, you know, the convention center was rented out. And so I'm excited to see 260 vendors in one place, because I think you're going to see things we don't normally see. But, Tate, do you have a sense of why the Portland market has not attracted bigger shows prior to this?
No, you know, it's just, there's been a couple people that put on shows that have kind of just, I don't know, have the, so to speak here, market cornered on it. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of the people that do it, you know, throughout the entire country just forget about the Northwest naturally. You know, due to kind of the lack of professional teams here, you know, beyond Seattle and everything. And, of course, the Trailblazers here. But I just don't think people realize how large the market is here. The trajectory I've seen is Burbank Card Shop started doing card shows a few years back in the L.A. area. And now it's called the West Coast Card Show. But I think people came to realize, especially the other people that put on shows, how packed out the West Coast was. And those shows just got so many people and so many vendors in the door. But there was nothing in the Northwest. And so I think Front Row kind of saw that opportunity here, that the West Coast in general is, you know, hungry for a big show, and the Northwest hasn't had anything. So I think we just, you know, here to see what, you know, how many people will come out. And I think a lot of people will show up. I think it'll be a great turnout.
Yeah, I know I'm going, and I hope my friends go, and I hope people who are listening who collect go, because if you go, the other card shows are going to pay attention to that, and they're going to call Hoodies and say, hey, we need to do more shows. And then all of a sudden, Tate and his team are sponsoring a whole bunch of other shows. So I think it'd be great to show up. Tell me about this, because I know the show hours are 11 to 5, but on Saturday night at 5, at closing, trade night begins. Help us understand what trade night is like.
Trade night's fun. So it's all the collectors, you know, some vendors or slash dealers will go and, you know, have inventory and trade, but it's less transactional. So you're in a room and you're just able to hang out with one another, talk. People bring in what they call their Zion cases. So these are, you know, it's like a hefty, almost like a briefcase that people bring with them that they store all their cards in there. It's seemingly bulletproof and, you know, protect the cards, and people will just kind of set up, sit down, and just interact with one another. And instead of buying and, you know, selling, it's more of a trade. So it's like, show me what you got. It's the old school way. Show me what card you want, and you can look at my cards I have in my case and see if there's anything you want to trade. So it's less transactional and more about, like, kind of the collecting part of it, where you're, you know, finding something in other people's collections that you could use in yours and vice versa.
All right, Pokemon hot. New stuff that people are pulling out of the Panini Prism packs, hot. What's happening with the vintage market?
This is the beauty of the vintage market. I don't think it's ever, I wouldn't call it hot. I think it's always hot, but it's consistent. Where in the current day market stuff with, you know, Panini and the newer Tops, and especially right now, Pokemon is just outrageously insane. I mean, it's out of this world. there's always a big collector base for vintage. They're loyal to what they like, and they will do anything in their power to get what they need. So prices escalate kind of steadily instead of spike. So I think the vintage market, if you were to ask me, like, what should I invest in or where should I put my money in cards, the vintage market's the way to go.
Okay, let me ask it's you on just, that front, because I do. That's where I'm like, heavily in to, like, pre-1960, okay? All from the tobacco cards, T206, 1948 Leaf. I'm in tops, early 50s tops. I'm in there.
Yeah,
but my concern is, like, my dad is in his 80s. That was kind of his generation of collecting, like the 1950s, right? And so what happens as this generation of collectors who actually knew and saw Joe DiMaggio and saw Mickey Mantle and Willie Mays, I wonder if kids today are going to collect those cards. Any concern that, like, kids aren't going to remember that era?
No, that's a thought, and I don't believe it. I think, one, you got the legend. They're, you know, these guys are legendary. It's you know, it's the tale of these players, larger than life. You know, and the fact that they grew up in an era where, you know, media wasn't as prevalent. The media covered them, and that's that. So, you know, they made Babe Ruth out to be, you know, the greatest guy on earth, even though he had plenty of faults, right?
Right.
And so these older generations pass that down to the next generation, and I think that, you know, euphoria never goes away. And then, you know, from a market basis, there's just not that, there's not enough supply of it out there to where I think that would outweigh demand. I think the demand is there, and this stuff is so rare to come by anymore, especially on this side of the country, because most of it was distributed, you know, in the middle parts of the country and the East Coast during that time frame. So Topps didn't really put a lot of precedent into distributing things on the West Coast. So naturally, it's just, they're hard to come by. And so I think the demand's there, and the supply isn't going up like the current day stuff is. It's what's created is, you know, far and the high grade versions of each card are few and far between. So the rarity's there.
Tate Hoodenpyle from Hoodie Sports Cards. Again, big card show, 260 vendors will be at Oregon Convention Center Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. I'll see you there Sunday if you attend. Tate, I'll see you at the show. I appreciate you making time for us, and thank you for keeping a part of my childhood alive out there.
Absolutely, John. Thanks for having me on, man, and I look forward to seeing you on Sunday. And everyone that comes out to the show, look forward to talking with you guys, too.
Really good stuff, man. I'm honest. Like, I'm just kind of geeking out a little bit. You know, I'm hopeful that this show is going to deliver, because I've been to a few shows that, you know, are at shopping malls, or they'll say, oh, come over here, we're holding a special show, and you walk in and, you know, it's like 15 card tables set up with cards on top of them. It's, you know, this is 260 dealers, got some legitimacy to it with SGC, one of the card grading companies. If you're into getting your cards graded, you have an opportunity to get them graded on site. You can drop them off, they'll send them to you after they grade them. Really cool stuff. But Oregon Convention Center, Saturday and Sunday. I'll see you there. Leave it here. The BFT, still more ahead.
The madness is coming.
It's a very fast. Demon Dorf at the